for WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Anna. Welcome back to Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Oh my gondola.
Oh my
You're going
gondola.
With a pop sensation.
That's a little vague.
Can I see?
It's supposed to be.
No, because I have the other. Do we like them? Do they make good music?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's a rumor that if you slow it down, it sounds like they sound like Sam Smith. Can't talk. I'm sorry.
Oh, you told me about this the other
rumor
day.
Rumor has it that if you rumor slow has them it, down, rumor
that
has
if
it
if you
that
slow it down.
Rumor has it. Oh, Adele.
Yeah.
Do you see what we did there?
Okay. And then
got it.
There's all these like crazy things happening in my basement that I don't know about.
Talk about the Apple remote. That's the one I remember.
Oh, this is insane.
This is like the proof. Like, okay. This is so wild.
That someone is living down there, or there's a ghost?
That something is up down there.
So, we have Apple TV in my basement, and the Apple TV remote is like this kind of like really small, slim.
No, it's like skinny and silver. Yeah, like, it's small. Like an iPod Nano. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it's super thin, though. And so, they're really easy to lose. And occasionally, we, you know, lose them in the couch cushion or whatever. Well, I was watching TV down there one day with like my friends or whatever, left the remote down there, and then didn't go back down there for like, you know, 5 months or whatever, but my family had gone down there. Nobody could find the Apple TV remote, and I was like, okay, well, I left it in this bowl of remotes that we have. Like, all the remotes are in this bowl, and the Apple TV remote was in this bowl. Was missing. For the longest time, was missing. One day, shows up out of nowhere, back in the bowl. Back in the exact same bowl, shows up.
I don't think it's a person.
You think it's a ghost?
No one would be that careless.
You're right.
If I was living in somebody's house, like, I would make sure everything was, like, normal. When I like, okay,
I
so
even watch TV. What the heck?
I know there, but there is some. There's a something in my basement. Like, it's freaky. It's so freaky.
See, my thought when I was like little and everything, when I would go into, because it'd be in a room in my basement. That's where they would be. Like, if they were to live in my house. So when I was little, I used to go downstairs and make as much noise as possible because I didn't want to find them. If they were going to be there and they left me alone, it was like fine. I didn't want to find them. So I'd make so much noise so they would know I was coming. I would walk down the stairs slowly as I was like stomping so they would like have time to go away because I did not want to find them.
For WHJE 91.3 and the Greyhound Media Network. I'm McKenna.
And I'm Anna. Caitlin had to go run in a track meet, so we're wishing her the best of luck from the station, and she'll hopefully be back later. But for now, we're going to keep carrying on, talking about everybody's favorite time of year, springtime. Well, not everybody's favorite, but you know,
it's a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a little game with you guys. This game is a guess, like, describe the flower and guess the flower game, but they're not multiple choice, and you kind of just have to know your flowers, so it's going to be pretty hard.
This is going to be pretty hard.
All right.
I don't think that we know flowers enough to do this.
Well, I feel like you might, so let's see. I'll kick it off. So this flower comes in many different colors, but purple and yellow tend to be the most popular. The fragrance from this flower is also really popular among women's perfume. There are also 20 different species of this flower, and the flower blooms like really tiny on a really tiny like little stem. What flower is it?
Yellow and purple.
Are like the main two colors.
It's
purple, really, but they
tiny.
It's tiny, and they bloom tiny. They're just tiny flowers on a tiny stem.
Like each individual flower, like is it small flowers that make up a big flower?
No, they're each flower is tiny, and they
Like, do I know it? Like, is it like a common name?
Well, like I said, they're really the scent from the flower is really popular in women's perfume. So
oh my god! And you work at a scent store. She works at Bath Junkie.
I work at Bath Junkie. So everybody should come and see me sometime. You know, come and buy your bath product. You can customize.
Is it an iris?
No.
Am I close?
I don't know.
Is it a point? No.
A poinsettia.
No, it's not. It's not a rose.
It's not a red.
Tulip?
It's not a tulip.
A violet?
It's not a violet.
What is it?
You have a list of flowers pulled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I don't know my flowers, man.
It's a freesia.
Yeah, I did not know that. I would have never guessed that.
Oh, I thought you would have known that.
Okay, I've got one for you. So this is the flower of November, and it's described as a daisy pompon, and it's like a little thing, you know, like a ball. It kind of looks like a pom-pom.
Oh, it's a hydrangea.
No. It's got a cute name. There was a children's book with this name as the title.
Daffodil.
No. She got made fun of for how long her name was. I've always really liked the name. I would totally name like a daughter this name, you know?
Delilah?
No. And it's described as a daisy pon-pon, a cushion pon-pon, spider pon-pons.
Is it a pom-pon?
No.
Oh, a mum. Oh, it's a...
Oh, yeah. Mum is in the name. Like the...
It. Oh.
Like it's at the end
it's
of the
not name. A, it's not those green things you hang...
No, no, no. They're pink or yellow. They're really pretty.
A daisy?
No. It doesn't have like a direct center. Like it's just sort of like layers and layers of little tiny bits. Know. It's a chrysanthemum.
Oh, because I was definitely going to get that.
I didn't know if you... I knew it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. These flowers are most popular around Valentine's Day. However, you can see them at your local grocery store any time of the year. But they only really bloom during the spring and summer.
Hi, what's up, you guys? It's Caitlin.
Hey, girl, hey.
There's no trivia today because I...
Darn.
None of these things are confirmed, so I don't... there's not, like, a lot of trivia about them. Okay, so for jokes, what's a ghost's favorite dessert?
A ghost's favorite dessert? A blueberry? Cream pie?
I'm pretty sure I said that one time.
Yeah, on my Halloween episode. On my Halloween joke.
Blueberry cream pie?
You were like, blueberry, blueberry. And it wasn't that then, and it's not that now.
What is it?
Ice cream.
That's way better.
What kind of mistake does a ghost make?
A scary one.
Oh, my God.
A boo-boo.
Not that funny. What kind of mistake? A boo-boo?
What does a ghost do to stay safe in a car?
Where's a seatbelt?
Close.
Where's a ghost belt?
No.
No.
What is it?
Where puts on his sheet belt?
No.
No, she doesn't like that one.
Close.
Where do baby ghosts stay during the day? I like that because you don't ever think about baby ghosts.
They stay at the adult daycare center.
I got it.
Day scare.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, she got it. That kind of reminds me of Monsters, Inc. Not going
to
lie.
What movie do ghosts love to watch?
Monsters, Inc.
Horror movies.
High school musical. You know, ghoul. High school.
That's funny.
School.
No,
I don't know. It's high school musical.
High school.
Where do ghosts buy their food?
At the grocery store.
Yes!
Did you get it?
Wait, this is the first time ever on the show that, oh my goodness!
Episode 29, everyone. She gets one right.
I can finally get the joke right.
What's up, guys? It's me, Mac. You're back to Top 10 Story Time with me. And I was just feeling, you know, since it's spring, I was feeling that I should go out and touch
No. Tell them the real origin of this geekspot, or this top 10.
Okay. So Anna and I are sitting in class on Monday. And sorry, Mr. James, if you're listening, we promise we do work.
He walked in on us. He knew what was going on.
We were watching Tasty 101 videos, which are inspired by BuzzFeed. And they're on YouTube. And they're like...
They're amazing.
They're mind-blowing. And we watched one about how to cook rice. We watched one about how to cook potatoes 4 different ways. We watched a cake baking video.
I would call myself a foodie, you know? Yeah. I love food. I love cooking. I'm going to be really participant in this top 10. And
you see, I love to eat food, but I can't cook. I'm down to eat food.
We pulled away from those videos and McKenna was like, I'm doing my top 10 on best top 10 spring foods.
Yeah, so here are the top 10 best springtime foods and kind of what they do for you and your body. So let's start off with number 1, which is arugula.
I love arugula. So good.
Don't know how I feel about this, but these little suckers are rich in vitamins like A and K, and they have fiber and even water in these leafy greens, which helps reduce inflammation in your body, but it also hydrates and detoxifies your body. So yeah,
you put them on a grilled cheese and it is delicious. I've had them on pizza.
I've had it on pizza, or like I feel like people put it in like tossed salad. I've had arugula tossed salad.
It is so good.
It's okay, but you know.
You put it in smoothies. That's what you said earlier.
I do put it in smoothies. Well, my dad put it in smoothies one time, and then it kind of just stuck. So, hence the. All right, let's number 2 is carrots. So we're all familiar with the classic vegetable, carrot, you know, the green, bunnies eat them. Bunnies
they're spring. Green?
Or the... They're orange with green tops. Green leafy tops. They're green.
Oh my gosh.
But when they're season, when they're locally available during the spring month in your town or the city or wherever you live in, they're absolutely delicious. And I highly recommend getting them when they're in season because they're really crunchy and they kind of have a sweet flair to them, but they're still nice.
I mean, I'm sure most of these people have eaten a carrot.
I'm sure too. They're rich in vitamin A and other antioxidants, and they're great for maintaining healthy hair, skin, and nails. Therefore, they are considered one of the anti-aging foods. Plus, they're powerful cancer fighters, just like a lot of the other foods on this list. But honestly, we can't really trust the myth that carrots are good for our eyesight after Anna debunked that on the Geek Spot one time.
I did. It was in our childhood episode. And I talked about how when you're a kid, you are told that carrots help your eyesight.
But it's not true.
It's a myth. And actually, if you eat too many carrots, you can get a disease where you turn orange.
That happened to me.
That happened to you?
I'm pretty sure it was carrots. It might be sweet potatoes. Mom, text me and tell me if I'm wrong or not. But yeah, and my face and my cheeks and my nose turned orange and I pooped orange.
I've eaten so many that I pooped orange.
Once. I love
no,
orange.
That's kind of a little too much information, but you know.
Yeah, sorry. It's
just
okay.
In case. It was really gross. And so don't eat too many carrots just because you think it'll help your eyesight. It's a myth. It is a lie.
Right. It does help your hair, skin, and nails, though.
That's true.
Number three on this list is strawberries. You drop the Y and add IES to these bad boys. These are my favorite fruit, actually. I love them. But is there really anything better than biting into a fresh, ripe, fragrant, and delicious strawberry in late spring, early summer when these foods are in season? No, there's not. Let me tell you right now. This is a decadent and healthy indulgence that is among the top five sources of antioxidant-rich fruits in the U.S., and it can actually help balance your blood sugar and support immunity, healthy cell renewal, and many other functions that is critical for your body during the changes of the seasons and all year. But let me tell you.
I love strawberries.
I love. They're my
favorite. My grandma will cut them up and soak them in orange juice, and I will eat them like... there is no tomorrow. One time I ate two cartons of strawberries in 3 days it was so good.
You always can tell if a strawberry is in season or not by biting into the middle. And if it's crunchy, not crunchy, but a little firmer and has a white center, then the strawberry is not in season. But if it's nice and juicy and super red in the middle.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. I highly recommend
them. I love
them.
Fruits so Me much. Too. So much.
Number four on the list is new potatoes. So these are small, waxy spuds, and they're firmer and less starchy than russet or Yukon Gold potatoes. So they hold up especially well in salads and, if you're going to fry them or something. And we all know you're going to start craving more salads as springtime comes on because, everybody wants a nice, fresh, refreshing spring salad. So
some strawberries in it?
Some strawberries, new potatoes. Don't know how they would balance out, but it's worth a try. Probably might be good.
McKenna said that it would be funny if I did the Scooby-Doo theme song for you all. I love Scooby-Doo.
Get it? Because they're mystery,
true crime, you know? Is that funny? Yeah?
I thought it was funny.
Okay, so I'm going to play this. We've got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby Doo, I see you pretending you've got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. 'Cause you know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby-Doo, I know we'll catch that villain. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, I see you, need the mystery now.
You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. Scooby Dooby Doo, here are you. You're ready and you're willing. If we can count on you, Scooby Doo, I know we'll catch that villain. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Scooby Dooby Doo, I see you pretending you've got a sliver. You're not fooling me, 'cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Okay.
Oh. I really like that. I love that you just sang the Scooby-Doo theme song. It was
Thank you.
Cute. It was a nice, light-hearted way to end the show. And on that note, this has been Everything But the Kitchen Sink, and we're going to wrap up with some of our closing statements. Also on WHA.com, you can find our distribution, which we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. There's a new one coming out soon.
Yeah, there's a new one coming out, so stay tuned for that. But you can hear all of your favorite recaps of our show and stuff.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Twitter at EBTKS_WHJE. And, you know, tweet us whatever you like. Say hello, you know, whatever you want to do. And, yeah, that's how that works, you know.
Make sure to tune in to other WHJE shows, like the Breaking Point Thursday mornings, 6 to 7:30. Hype Talk Monday evening, 6 to 7. Radio Radar Wednesdays after school, 4:30 to 6. And, of course, Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
Every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6.
But on that note, we are going to leave the next week's theme. We normally draw a theme and share it with you guys, but we're going to leave next week's theme under wraps for now because we got something a brewing.
Yes.
In the radio station.
Yes. Okay, so this has been.
You'll leave on that cliffhanger. That's our theme. Cliffhangers. For now.
Okay. For now. Cliffhangers. Our theme. All right. We will catch you next time on WHJE.
So, 491.3 WHJE. This has been Everything But the Kitchen Sink with Anna. See you later.
Caitlin.
And McKenna. Thanks for listening, guys.